The History of Thunder City by Comrade Bagel Muffin. 60 ABF and on. You walk slowly down the halls of the renovated Thunderhead that floated near Vancouver, near Winnipeg. You arrived just yesterday with the last lift, taking supplies up to the city, and today you have a meeting with one of the historians of the city, Professor Almanac. You slow down as you reach the classroom. You wait by the door as a deer in a professional suit talks to several dozen children about the history of Equestria on the whole. The bell rang, and the students make their way out of the classroom, passing you as they go.
Hello, Professor Almanac, I take it?
You ask into the room.
Yes, I take it you're the young'un who wanted to learn about the history of Thunder City. Well, sit down. We've only got about 30 minutes before the next class starts.
Thank you.
You nod before taking a seat and turning your Pipbox recorder on.
This is being recorded, Professor. Please begin whenever you'd like.
The deer nods, sitting at his desk as he begins.
Thunder City is built in the remains of a wartime era Thunderhead called Thunderstruck. Originally, it was thought completely unusable. Back then, it didn't even float, but was permanently grounded. It wasn't until our founder, Ion Cloud, arrived in the year 60 ABF.
ABF?
You ask, interrupting the professor.
After Balefire, the deer answered. Iron Cloud was a Pegasus and a genius mechanic.
So he was a Dashite or a callback?
Quit interrupting, but no, he was a Pegasus born from Pegasi that was stranded below the cloud layer. Anyways, he went exploring the vessel in what was likely a scav mission. It was on this mission that he learned that the generators were still operational, and so he decided instead of selling it to the highest bidder, he chose to build this city.
How long did it take to get the city operational?
It took a long time. It wasn't until Black Pyre, the first dragon to join our city, helped to haul it into the sky. The Enclave didn't like that, but by the time they arrived, the ship was stable enough to fly on its own. And with the limited weapon systems and the dragon, the first battle against the Enclave in 71 ABF was won in 37 hours. Though both raptors escaped, Zovu both were badly damaged, and it took nearly 20 gallons of healing potions to get Black Pyre back.
The first battle with the Enclave?
There were others, yes, but the next big event was a large migration of Wastelanders. A lot of Earth ponies and unicorns arrived in the year 74 ABF, and a few years later in 77 ABF, a second migration happened, with a good number of Kirans, donkeys, deer, goats and griffins. This one cementing our reputation as the most open and diverse society in the Wastes. And it was this diversity that became our strength, which was proven in the assault of the goddess and her cult.
Her cult?
In Vancouver and Winnipeg, there was a period of 10 years starting in 72 ABF to 82 ABF. When the goddess sent unicorn priests to form a massive cult, then when their angels arrived, in the winter of 82 ABF, they launched a full assault on the city. The battle was hard and lasted nearly 8 months. The battle was hard fought, as both anti-aircraft batteries and Alicorn army were brought against the city.
What broke siege and won the day for Thunder City?
A massive, near-suicidal charge that was immediately preceded by a full discharge of all of Thunder City's guns for nearly an hour of full bombardment. At the end of the siege, Thunder City had lost 64% of its population, and in the cities nearby, only 1 in 4 survived.
It must have been the darkest hour for your city.
It was. It wouldn't be over for some time, though. In the year 85 ABF, Anza City was just getting back on its feet when the Enclave attacked a second time. The second war lasted 5 days and ended with the death of Black Pyre, and 4 other of our city's dragons were dead, and 5 raptors had been completely destroyed. And in the scavenging of the wreckage of these ships in the winter of 84 ABF, our scouting parties ran into Steel Rangers and they were running fights throughout the city for the next couple of years, until in the year 90 ABF, when the last of the Rangers were successfully run out of the Vancouver region. And that was the end of the darkest hours of Thunder City.
Were there never any more sieges?
There were, but they would never come so close to succeeding.
Professor Almanek nods.
For 3 decades, from 90 ABF to 120 ABF, Thunder City experienced a boom in population, and by the time anyone else attacked us, our ammo storage base were fully stocked and the artillery and anti-air guns had been relocated around the lower city on the ground to better secure us.
I see.
You nod.
That covers your founding and history, but what about the more recent events? Not a lot of ponies like that you traded with Red Eye. They see your policies as aiding the massive slave empire that he was building.
It's true, we did trade with Red Eye. We even traded with a few Steel Rangers that didn't have itchy trigger mouth. However, we never returned to them any slaves that escaped to us.
Almanek sighs.
Officially, we were neutral and would trade with anybody that wouldn't cause problems. But unofficially, we were always opposed to Red Eye and his slavers.
There was a loud bell ringing for a second before Almanek smiled.
That will have to end our discussion. However, the next class is for older students. We'll be doing a small lecture over the years between 190 ABF to 5 SRB. You're more than welcome to stay for it.
Once again, this is Common Thomas Visual Pony, and once again I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps as needed and very much appreciated, especially in these troubled times where I can't really work because of pain. Anyhow, I hope that you will consider that, and now let's get into the meat of the story. Well, if you have watched the recording video of this story, you will know that I did not preview it before, you know, narrating it. Also, the name Comrade Bagel Muffin is one that we have seen on this channel before. However, this must be maybe one of the weirdest stories of his that we have ever had. I don't actually remember which one I narrated before. However, what I can definitely say is this story was weird. But I like the idea of someone, you know, after the whole Project Horizons and everything, going around and getting the stories of the different settlements, how they were founded and everything. That's actually a pretty neat idea. I would like him to expand on that. Sadly, it doesn't look like the story is, you know, that popular. It has only 1,007 words. And apparently was a commission from someone called Chrome Flyer. Go ahead, go to his author's page and give him a bit of love. I will also link it all down below. But also, the whole idea with deer in the equestrian wasteland, that is a new one. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.